This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn is behind the glass. You guys with us. Ree Hughes will join us in a little bit here. We'll go eavesdropping on the enemy. What are they talking about out in San Francisco? You people will update on the NFC, so maybe more AI. I'm thrilled for that here on the show today. Welcome in. Good morning, Hugh Douglas.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, man, make sure y'all, you know, stay out of trouble. Don't be doing nothing crazy.
I'm always staying out of trouble. Yeah. I don't get in trouble.
We're getting ready for the playoffs, man. We need all hands on deck. Just say, let me stay out of trouble.
You're the only one that needs this advice.
What are you talking about?
It's really, are you talking to yourself in this?
I ain't had no Twitter beef in like a day.
Wow. Wow. Give it up.
I'm trying to get ready for this, you know, head coaching job.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Any that this. Phone call come in from Arthur yet?
Haven't gotten that phone call
yet. Is he
yet.
Arthur or is he Mr. Blank? I don't know what does he go
well,
by?
Well, I would assume in this situation I got to, you know, pay deference to him, so I got to call him.
You try to get the job.
I'm trying to get this job.
Okay.
But once I get the job, he's going to be Artie.
Hey, Artie, get out of my way. All right. Lot to get into today, but you know, I got something I keep thinking about, all right?
What you got?
Well, I mean, you know, not only do we do our show here together, but I always listen. I listen on my way into the morning show. I listen to the afternoon show
on
my way out.
That new, hey, Spike, that's real messed up. The odds on my inside of the year. That's kind of messed up.
Had you down at the bottom?
Oh, man, I was probably about five.
You
six.
Haven't broken anything in quite a while.
Well, I've been recklessly speculating.
Mm-hmm. Well, but you haven't hit anything in a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I guess.
We knew you'd putter
out. I felt, damn.
I mean, I just.
But I felt some kind of way when I looked at the rankings and I was like at the bottom.
Well, maybe they're challenging.
Shout
you.
Out to Dev though, because Dev is making some noise in the insider year.
Her odds are better than yours.
Way better. Out of all the people that work here at the station,
I don't know about that.
Dev has the best odds
to win insider of the year.
Yes, between us at the station.
Over Elliot?
Yes.
Wow, that's
she
all
does.
Right.
She does.
All right, I'm gonna have to look at the odds on that and place a bet. All right, let's. Hugh, I was mentioning, you know, I always listen to the morning show when I'm coming in. I listen to the afternoon show when I'm going home. And you know what I've heard a lot this week, and we touched on a little bit on our show. I've heard a lot of chatter about the future of Kevin Petula. Right, like he's going to be here or not, and that. I mean, you were destroying him the other day.
Be my last
time. I heard
may
a lot.
Be
right,
my last time. I don't know.
John Ritchie the other day was just destroying the guy and basically saying he's coordinating for his job on Sunday.
Yeah.
And then the afternoon show yesterday, we're talking about a similar kind of situation, and you know. Spike was saying, like, he basically could be out of here after the game on Sunday. And maybe he could. I don't know what the Eagles are going to do with their coaching staff. But I do know this. It has not been an easy first year for Kevin Petullo transitioning from pass game coordinator to offense coordinator. We all saw that, right? The offense most this year stunk, 3-and-out rate. And other than the red zone, it was mostly not a good offense this season. I know that. You know that. But I can tell you this, as I look forward to the game on Sunday, and a lot of people out there thinking about the offseason already. I'm planning to win the game Sunday.
Yeah, me too.
I want to go to Chicago next week. We'll talk about that and where we could be headed next and who could be playing us next. But my perspective is what's going to happen the next few weeks, not the offseason. And where I'm at right now is I have not loved Kevin Petullo's offense. Mm-hmm. No one with eyes, I think, has loved Kevin Petullo's offense.
Mm-mm.
But I can tell you this much. Kevin Petullo absolutely could get back on my good side on Sunday if the Eagles go out there and score a bunch of points to the 49ers. Like, the regular season is the regular season. This is the postseason. And I'll give you an example of someone that certainly ended last season on a different note than he started it. Jalen Hurts did not have a great regular season in 2024, mm-hmm. but he ended in a great way where everyone felt really good about Jalen Hurts, or at least better about Jalen Hurts in the offseason than they did the bulk of regular season last year because he finished well. And I say that about Kevin Petullo. If the Eagles go out there and score 31 points on Sunday, he's back on my good side. If the Eagles go out there and move the ball up and down the field, he's back on my good side. Like, I'm not caught up in week 18 against the Commanders. I'm not caught up in 10 weeks ago against whoever the hell they played. The game on Sunday is the game on Sunday. So, Hugh Douglas, if Kevin Petullo goes out there and calls a good game and the Eagles offense looks good on Sunday, he's back on my good side. Is he back on yours?
Let me do something real quick. I'm trying to
see
where.
Go for it.
What was that Commodore's defense rank?
No, we tried this with rankings yesterday, and we ended up with Matt Stafford.
We're not going to go there because we don't want to.
Please don't use AI.
We're not using AI.
Please, for my sake.
But my point is this. You had an opportunity last weekend, and I know you don't want to talk about last weekend because it's a new season. Oh, and yeah, by the way, you talking about scoring 30-some points. It's real lofty, Joe. That's not going to happen. Let's put that to sleep right now.
Could happen. It could.
You almost made me say something that was definitely going to get me in trouble. I could also, you know, whatever. But let's be realistic with this offense. Like I've been trying to do all season long. 21 points. I'm a diehard bleed green Eagles fan.
Not good enough.
Love the team, but I am also a realist. This team, at its best, only had, 30 points, one or two times this year. And one of them was against the Kamada Tan.
We did it against the Vikings, right?
Yes.
We got it was 28, sorry. Giants. They did it against Giants.
Okay, the Giants and
Raiders. Probably it.
Okay.
Oh, no, Rams with the blocked field goal at the end.
Okay. But the point that, and it wasn't that assisted by a defensive touchdown?
Well, the blocked field goal. Jordan Davis, yeah.
21 points, Joe. 21 points. And, you know, as far as Petullo's concerned, he showed me last week that he can't get the job done. Because for you
last
to go
last week.
Joe.
They also scored 31 against Tampa. We left that out.
Yeah, you know, Joe. He kept trying to throw the ball against a team that was getting gutted in the run game.
Game didn't matter.
Joe, they all matter.
They don't.
They
don't.
For sake of saving time from arguing, let's agree to disagree.
Okay.
With that one.
Right.
Let's agree to disagree. Right.
But besides last week, why can't he win you back?
Because
over?
You have no you have no spatial awareness. That's the problem that I have. Let me go back to the back in the day when I played with the leather helmets and all the other stuff.
Was old a long
school
time
football.
Ago. Was a long time ago.
I know, but I remember sitting in meetings, and we would exploit teams' weaknesses. This team does not do that offensively. They don't exploit anybody's weakness. They will go in with whatever game plan that they want to implement, and they will stick with that. That's not smart football. I used to hear quarterbacks say, and pundits on television say all the time, take what the defense gives you. Mm. We don't do that. We go out there, we throw in the double coverage, we run against 8-man boxes, we do everything you're not supposed to do when you're a professional football team, because we are arrogant. And I say that with all love, though, because it's the playoffs.
Yeah,
we get ready for the season.
But
that's why, for me, we need to change. We need to make a change.
Oh, come on. If they go out there and they win this game 30-20, we're going to come in here yelling about Petullo Monday?
Okay, first of all, we're not winning 30-20.
Well, we might. Well, you don't know that.
I do.
No, you don't.
I am willing to bet two whole dollars.
Oh, wow.
That this stat line is going to look something like 21-17.
And you know,
21-17.
Sure, it's likely to do that, but I'm just saying.
No, I'm willing to put something. I'm putting something on. I'm putting $2 on that.
They're going
to
get 24 points on Sunday. Mm-mm. 24 points. I've been there all week. They need to score. I don't know if I've seen in a while here a bigger scapegoat for issues than Kevin Petullo. It's remarkable.
He didn't do himself no favors last weekend.
You said you didn't want to talk about last weekend.
Fine.
Okay. Last weekend, it is gone from my memory.
Okay, fine,
care about last weekend at all. All I know is this. We say he can't do this, he doesn't do that. Is it his fault that the quarterback paid $51 million a year has halves without a completion?
Okay.
Okay, no, let me finish. Is it his fault the offensive line's been banged up all year? Is it his fault?
No.
No. You say that. What do they do well? What do the players do well this year? Where is the strength of the offense that he should lean on?
I'm about to stand up in
a
minute.
No, I'm not going
to
stand up. Where is the strength of the offense he should lean on? Do we have a brilliant passing quarterback? No. Do we have a great offensive line this year? No. Does the running back look as explosive? No. Kevin Petullo, go score 40. How? He doesn't. What does he have to lean on with this team?
He has competent. Well, he's incompetent in my.
But what does players wise? What has he had to lean on that he has not leaned on?
You have to play to your strengths.
What's their strength?
And in this situation, I would say. Looking at the game plan, looking at your opponent and exploiting their weaknesses.
What's the Eagles' offensive strength?
But no, this is what I'm talking about. Wait a minute,
Don't
you do that. Don't you do that. This is what it is, Joe. If you're playing against a team that has deficiencies in the secondary, mm-hmm. then you design an offense that allows you, number one, to get the ball out of your hands quickly and take advantage of those deficiencies.
Sure.
If you don't have good linebackers in the secondary and you have crossing routes and things like that that you can run to exploit that, that's what you do. That's what I'm talking about. I remember playing against teams that had good quarterback play but didn't have good offensive line play. And you know what they would do? Because we had a pretty decent pass rush. Mm-hmm. They got the ball out their hands quick. They made sure that they didn't give us a chance to get in the pass rush. They ran the draw game. They ran the screen game. They did things to slow defenses down. We don't do any of that.
I got you. Oh, I know this. Last year, Kellen Moore, right? They realized at some point, their strength was the run game. And they just leaned the hell into that all the way. There is no strength
on
this
team. That's a good coach.
There is no, but if the Eagles were running for 6 yards a pop and Petullo was throwing 40 times, I would say, get him out of here on the first train. He's a moron. They don't run it well. They don't throw it that well.
Okay, I forgot. We're not supposed to bring up last week.
No, not.
But
for the season, they don't run it that well. They don't. It's not efficient. They don't throw it that well. So, like, when you tell me the team doesn't throw well, they don't run well, the offensive coordinator's calling the wrong plays. What are the right plays?
I would argue, Joe, that we aren't consistent in anything that we do.
I agree. The one area,
and that's why we can't put our finger on the pulse of anything this team does well.
I just think the players have skated accountability the entire year. Kevin Petullo has become the biggest scapegoat. And again, if you tell me a week from now they're eliminated. And the Eagles can find a better coordinator, I'm not going to put up a fight. Like, I want the Eagles to have the best.
A better coordinator out there right now.
Who?
Kingsbury?
Okay, but okay. There's probably 10 better coordinators out there right now. But my point is, a week
Harbaugh?
From now.
Harbaugh? He's a defensive guy. I look at him as more defensive.
Yeah, he is. So my thought is this. A week from now, if they move on and you tell me it's a better coordinator, I'm not going to fight anyone. I'm not going to say, oh, no, I have to keep Kevin Petullo. But the season's not over, and if he gets better in the playoffs, why wouldn't he win me back over?
Because for me,
it's his first year as a coordinator.
Okay, it is his first year, and he was in over his skis, in my opinion.
Sure, I think we all felt that a little bit.
Because when you and there's another thing, something with this team spending this much money and having so many resources allocated to one side of the ball. Mm. For them to grossly underachieve the way that they did. Somebody got to go.
Well, I don't believe that.
Somebody's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Head has to roll. It has to.
What if they go win the Super Bowl? What are we talking about? We're talking about firing people. The playoffs haven't even started yet.
That's the only way that he saves the job for me.
Stop! If they win this game,
he got to take it to the house.
If they score 30 on Sunday, they're firing him. If they lose next week,
Joe,
nothing is beneath us here,
Joe.
By the way,
we can talk about it. I'm always up for that. I'm just saying.
Let me help out this. Okay, they're not scoring 30.
But that's not fair.
It's fair.
They're all hypotheticals.
Joe, it's fair. It's fair to say that. They're not scoring 30.
But what if they do?
Yeah, what if they do?
Okay, what if they do?
Then they win. He wins me back over.
And the 49ers score 38.
Well, don't be a Debbie Downer. All right, 215-592-9490. Can we hear from the head coach talking about the coordinator? He appointed. This is his guy. Here's Sirianni on Petula.
Nick, you were once a first-time play caller. What are the challenges going for the first time? And have you seen some of them countered by Kevin? How's he dealt with things overall?
Yeah. Obviously, there's always adjustments, and as you go through, I thought he's done a nice job of handling everything that's come his way, staying mentally sharp, and staying mentally tough. Because I know there's always going to be criticism, and you're probably not as the offense coordinator, you might not get as much praise, but you're always going to get some criticism. But I think he's done a nice job handling that, and I think that. We've done some really good things, and we're getting better as the season goes through. We got to be even more consistent, and obviously there's always times coming out of every game. There's going to be calls you want back. Players are going to have plays that you want back. I'm going to have decisions that we talk through or throughout the week or during the game that I'm going back, and that's the nature of this thing.
Look, I mean, Sirianni appointed this guy as the coordinator. He stuck by him throughout the season.
And I commend him for that. Yeah. But it's time for change.
They haven't played their first playoff game
okay,
yet.
Okay, I'm hypothetical.
I am too. He could win me back over. That's all. He could win me back over.
He got to go.
Okay, Joe, let's
hypothetically in this thing.
How often do you think teams fire coordinators when they make the divisional round? It can't be often. It can't.
Well, we'll set a precedent.
Why?
Because can I finish hypothetically in this thing?
Go for it.
Okay. This offense, how would you say this offense performed as a whole this year?
Not well.
Yes. And how much money have we allocated to certain resources on this side of the ball? And I understand,
a lot.
Injuries matter. Players playing well, that matters and stuff like that.
A lot.
But we still have, with all that being said, the talent overshadowed everything because we still had 3,000-yard key players.
Then why are we firing a coordinator?
Because we grossly underachieve with the personnel that we had.
Well, maybe we need to reset expectations.
The passing game hasn't been good
with coordinator after coordinator.
You know how you reset expectations?
How's that?
You get somebody in here that you marry well with that understands the quarterback skill set and puts him in position to be successful.
Okay.
Or even more. Let me pull that back. Even more successful.
Yeah.
This offense, there's no way when you have the receiver calibers of Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown and Saquon Barkley that we should be sputtering the way that we did this year.
Yeah. Well, I hear it. Scapegoat.
He's not the scapegoat.
He absolutely is the scapegoat.
But somebody needs to
roll. They can win on Sunday. I think they're going to win on Sunday. They could score 30 points. Look, I realize most people have – the die has been cast and people don't like Pevin Petullo, and that's fine. I mean, if you want him gone, maybe nothing changes your mind. For me, if they score a bunch of points Sunday and they win, it absolutely can get back on my good side. Kyle, where are you at on Petullo as we head into the postseason?
So, you know me. I'm not a reactionary guy.
Nah, never.
No, I don't let one game cloud.
Nope.
The big picture, my overall judgment of. I'll say this. We have such a big sample size of this thing, to where, if I'm going to equate it to Vic Fangio, who got gashed by the Chicago Bears. That's one game. I'm not all of a sudden throwing in the towel on Vic Fangio.
Of course.
That's not going to change my opinion on Vic Fangio. Now, granted, Fangio's been around for a long time. Sometimes, though, sometimes it doesn't take much of a sample size to know that you can or can't do something. I mean, Nick Sirianni gave up play call. We found out Nick Sirianni couldn't call plays after about 9 games into his entire tenure.
I felt it after 3. I was like, this isn't going to work.
So, like, you know, sometimes when you know, like, yeah. I don't know, like, if I'm going to... Same thing with Vic. If he gets destroyed by the 49ers, the Niners put up 35. I'm not all of a sudden questioning Fangio or out on Vic Fangio.
Right.
So I just to flip it over to the Petullo thing, I think I would need to see a little bit more. Like, I'm not saying they have to fire him they have to keep him all of a sudden if they look good against the Niners. The Niners have a terrible defense, mm-hmm. but like it's going to take a little bit more for me to feel comfortable with it, I should say.
And I get that. And I'm not saying we put the statue up if they beat the Niners on Sunday and he's the coordinator for life. I
winning you over is strong. You know what I mean? To win me over means that, like, I leave no doubt.
Listen, I'm just doing this. If this goes bad and we're all a fire in Petullo next week and maybe the Eagles are with us, I'm not entertaining one person next year that says Jalen's on his millionth offensive coordinator. Just stop.
I mean, and that's fair.
Stop, because the Eagles are this time they would be creating it, right? When Kellen Moore takes a job, when Shane mm-hmm. Steichen takes a job, you can't do anything about it, right? That's good for them, and it's upward movement, and they earned it. Great. But if the Eagles are going to, if we're all going to say get rid of a coordinator after mm-hmm. we think they're going to win, most people think they're going to win this game.
Yes.
So they're going to go to the divisional round and then start over with a new coordinator. I don't want to hear a single excuse for Jalen Hurts the entire season next year that it's his first year with a new coordinator.
No, you won't hear from me. But
we'll hear it from lots of people out there.
I will say this, though. Jalen has thrived under the circumstances that he's been put in his whole career. I will say that. Whether or not we can argue, you know, his stats or whatever, but he has thrived and he's been successful with every change that he's had in his NFL career and in his college career for that matter. So I'm not worried about that.
Yeah, I just think for the first year of a coordinator, with a quarterback that did not play as well as he has in the past, with an offensive line that was banged up, with a receiver that missed time, with a running back that clearly was a step less than he was last year, I'm not sure what people expected. I really am not. 215-592-9494. When I lay it all out like that, like, what did you expect? 40 points a game?
And since we're here, like, allow me to recklessly speculate. Because I'm about to, I don't like my odds right now.
What odds?
For inside of the year.
Well, earn it.
So I'm about to go ahead. I'm about to throw it out there.
What do you
got? Jalen don't like the offense coordinator. Jalen wants him out of here.
It's a playoff week.
But I'm just saying, he don't like the offense coordinator. He want him out of here.
Well, how about play better?
How about you do the stuff that I want to do? That's Jalen. I'm recklessly speculating, y'all, so don't nobody get all up in their feelings. But yeah, Jalen don't like the offense coordinator.
Okay. Let's go to the phone lines here as Hugh throws a Hail Mary out to win inside of the year. Chris in Middletown is up. What's up, Chris?
Good morning, man.
Good morning,
Chris. What's going on, Chris?
Hugh, he can't fire himself. You told us he is the offensive coordinator. He's calling Jalen all the plays.
Well, he slapped him across the lip.
That was the Rams game, yeah. Is he going to do it again on Sunday?
Slap him?
Yeah. Take over the play calling?
He should.
Yeah, why not?
Okay. All right. So I guess we just changed the story to fit with our
That's what happens around here.
See, Hugh, I do listen to you. Listen, guys, if he has a good game in the playoffs, of course we'll love him. And I want him to have a good game. I want to love him, because that gives us the opportunity to win. But if he stinks, of course, we're going to call in, yell and complain, and say he's the worst thing in the world, and we need to, you know, float him out on a boat on the river that came up next to Hugh that one day. Like, guys, this is who we are. We are Philadelphia fans, and we tend to run a little hot and emotional.
All the time.
Of course. But, you know, you guys have talked about this. If he has a great game, that gives us the best chance to win another Super Bowl ring.
Yes.
So, of course, I'm rooting for that, because with this defense and if the offense is clicking, we're now back to what we saw last year, which we pretty much, you know, brought us to the glory, you know, as Jerry would tell us. If he doesn't do well, then that gives us some stability, because I know the Jalen people complain that we have no stability. It's a revolving door at OC, and they want the OC to stick around. So you know what? Then they should be happy that way too. But I bet you they're not going to be, and Joe's kind of alluded to that. Guys, let me give you this. I'm not worried, though. I know he is going to have a good game. And I know this offense is putting up 23 points on.
There we go, Chris. Hugh, now Hugh, we're talking, Hugh.
That's a win, right, Hugh?
He said 23 points.
Yeah,
that ain't 30, but yeah, he's in the vicinity.
I said 24 to start the week. He's in my range.
You said something about
that. Yeah. No, I said if they score 30, of course we're going to all be back in on Petula. I mean, who's going to be anti-Petula if they put 30 up? Only Hugh Douglas.
Nah. They're not putting up 30 though, Joe.
They could.
Okay.
They absolutely could.
23 gets us a win, Coach. Hey, Coach, I'm going to give you guys something here. So I want to throw my hat in the ring for one of the jobs on the staff. You guys mentioned this yesterday. I would like the PR job. Now, let me give you some things here. So we're going to do this as a team, and I'm going to pair up with OG Wade. This way we fulfill the black-white requirement.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're both
You know
good.
That's important. It
is. Listen, we got to keep ourselves aligned. Now, top three things. So number one, we're going to create a burner account on social media for you. So because we know you ain't going to stop. And by the time it's found out that it was really you, it don't matter. You'll already be fired and we'll all be gone.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to use a one main line for damage control when you say something Hewish. And that's going to be Coach Douglas is just speaking his truth.
Mm-hmm.
And then when media asks questions, we're going to follow this format here, okay? So this is how OG and I will answer. We'll do a lot of long talking. we're going to go down multiple rabbit holes. And we're going to mispronounce a lot of words. So basically, we're just going to mirror you, Coach.
But
I'd like to throw my hat in the ring.
I think you'd be good at this. Chris, you know, good phone call.
I got to write down my staff. My defensive coordinator, Ike Reese.
Okay, you work on that.
My strength and conditioning coach.
You work on all that. We got a lot to discuss.
Yes.
You tell us about this list as we go on. All right, can Petullo get back on your good side this week with a good performance against the Niners? We'll take your call on that. He can obviously get back on my good side. They scored 30. I'm happy about the offense on Monday. We'll hear from Jalen on a few things, including a few comments about the offense and Petullo. Too low. That's next. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.